Micron just made a terrible move on the PC hardware world. After 3 decades, this company is shutting down its crucial consumer brand. That's the name behind some of the most popular RAM kits ever sold, in a move that a few only saw coming, as Micron announces an exit from crucial consumer business. This means Micron plans on exiting the consumer market entirely by February 2026, ending all sales of its crucial branded memory at retailers and online stores worldwide. This is terrible news for consumers, and we're going to get into why and just how terrible this news actually is, as I'm not too happy about this, and I'm sure you're not going to be either. Let's start by talking about the RAM market over the last 6 months, as it probably doesn't need to be said to you, or at least if you haven't been looking at RAM and you're planning on making a custom computer or even buying a computer at this point, the average price over the last 18 months has been stair-stepping its way to unaffordability. I mean, let's just look at this graph. So this is DDR4 3200 RAM, 2 8-gig sticks. Nothing special. Starting around June 2025, we see this rising of memory prices. Then we kind of steady out for a bit. And again, stair-step our way up, up, and up. We went from, let's just say this average here, that's about $50, all the way up to around $110. That's more than 2x the price over a 6 month period. This is becoming a massive problem. And Micron, with its Crucial brand, did not help the situation. We're gonna read what they actually posted on their investors' press release site, as this sudden pivot is going to ruin their consumer brand segment. But let's take a look at DDR4 3600. Again, this is for 16 gigs. It's just been pretty much a steady increase over here. Also reaching above $125, all started at around, again, well, let's call this like $60. So from 60 to 125, again, another 2x jump. And that's pretty much across the board everywhere. Any RAM that you can see, these trends are from PCPartPicker.com if you want to check them out. I'll put a link in the description below. But let's get back to the Micron news, as this is going to piss a lot of people off. I'm going to let you take a second to guess why exactly Micron wants to leave. Yes, that's right. An explosive demand for memory in AI-driven data centers has pushed the company to refocus its manufacturing capacity completely on enterprise and commercial customers instead of the consumer segment, which is ridiculous. Most of us understand that we're in a huge bubble right now, and this is a massive risk factor for Micron. And I don't think they quite understand that as well. But here's what really ticks me off. Let's go to dark mode, because I'm getting tired of looking at that. Before reading through this, I want you to understand there's only about 3 main manufacturers for RAM. And those are 1, Samsung, 2, SK Hynix, and Micron. These are really the 3 that produce all the RAM and then sell it through companies like Corsair, Kingston, and G-Skill. And now Micron plans on completely exiting the consumer business. You can't make this crap up. This is wild. And enthusiasts and consumers are reacting strongly about this news, as this feels like a massive gamble on the current AI gold rush. The damage to the consumer market, branding, and product diversity will be devastating, as I don't think PC consumers are going to forget about this one. Anyways, let's just read this. Out of Boise, Idaho, December 3rd, 2025, Global Newswire, Micron Technology Incorporation, NASDAQ MU, a leader in the innovative memory and storage solutions, today announced its decision to exit the crucial consumer business, including the sale of crucial consumer branded products at key retailers, e-tailers, and distributors worldwide. Micron will continue crucial consumer product shipments through the consumer channel until the end of the fiscal Q2, February 2026. The company will work closely with partners and customers through this transition and will provide continued warranty support and support for crucial products. Micron will continue to support the sale of Micron-branded enterprise products to commercial channel customers globally. And here's a direct quote. The AI-driven growth in the data center has led to a surge in demand for memory and storage. Micron has made the difficult decision to exit the crucial consumer business in order to improve supply and support for our larger strategic customers in faster-growing segments. Oh, is that right? Hard decision. Go where the money's at least for the time being, said Sumit Sadana, EVP and Chief Business Officer at Micron Technology. Thanks to the passionate community of consumers, the Crucial brand has become synonymous with technical leadership, quality, and reliability of leading-edge memory and storage products. Is the same true over at AI? We would like to think our millions of customers, hundreds of partners, and all of the Micron team members who have supported the crucial journey for the last 29 years as they give a middle finger to all the people, including millions of customers and hundreds of partners. The decision reflects Micron's commitment to its ongoing portfolio transformation and the resulting alignment of its business to secular, profitable growth vectors in memory and storage. They just want to make more money. By concentrating on core enterprise and commercial segments, Micron aims to improve long-term business performance and create value for strategic customers as well as stakeholders. I guess they didn't think the increase in memory pricing was enough. They needed to make more money. Let's just stop providing completely for the consumer market instead. Micron intends to reduce impact on team members due to the business decision through redeployment opportunities into existing open positions within the company, which is even wilder. They're not only making this decision to hurt the consumer market, they're hurting their own selves by clearly getting rid of people due to the fact that they're not going to need people for the consumer market portion of their business. So they're talking about redeployment opportunities, aka moving departments if they have room. Let's just say that people are going to be losing their jobs. This is a nightmare. I don't know how else to say it. And people are rightfully pissed off, as this is greed at this point. And I'm not going to even read this section about what Micron Technologies is, because who cares? It's a puff deal. But what I do want to talk about is forward-looking statements here, mainly this one right here. These documents contain and identify important factors that could cause actual results to differ. And the factors are in this risk factor document. This is going to be a flashbang forewarning. We're going over from dark mode to light mode. And here's the risk factor summary. So under the risk factor summary, they basically have everything under the sun. And one of the main ones I want to highlight is this one. Why put all your eggs in one basket when one of your major risk factors is uncertainties and outcomes associated with the use and evolution of AI? Yes, that's the risk factor of the AI bubble popping. They're aware of this. What happens when the circle jerk of these massive companies all paying each other to keep the AI bubble going actually stops? This all comes after massive companies like OpenAI are declaring what they say code red as Google threatens AI lead. From the Wall Street Journal here, there's companies all failing to each other already. So isn't the writing on the wall? There can only be one. And people are ticked off and rightfully talking about this. For example, on the LTT Reddit, Micron and Crucial leaving the consumer market. The sentiment here is overwhelmingly negative, with anger, fear about what the future of consumer PCs is going to look like, distrust in the AI boom, frustration towards this decision. And a lot of people share the same sentiment. They will be crawling back when the bubble pops, with more upvotes than the actual article announcement above. Micron's decision here to shut down the Crucial consumer brand is a real shock to the PC consumer market. While memory prices have already been surging, now the demand is going to get lower. Only two big companies are going to exist in the modern PC landscape, and this is going to affect hundreds of thousands, if not millions of people. We're not just upset about losing another RAM brand. We're worried that this is going to represent a slow and deliberate, as we can see, to earn more money, withdrawal of major chip makers in the consumer hardware market. We've already lived through the experience of rising GPU prices, shrinking upgrade paths, and corporate consolidations, and this is just another one of those. One thing seems to be certain is the consumer hardware landscape is going to hit an interesting transitioning period, all due to this press release. For now, it feels like Micron just told every PC builder and consumer who supported Crucial for nearly three decades that they can go pound sand. It feels like they're ditching an entire market to chase AI money, all through just to gain a little bit more investor profit. And when the AI bubble pops, sure enough, they'll come crawling back. But I don't know that they're going to be able to after ruining their reputation. And don't expect consumers to forget about this decision. They didn't make a difficult decision. They made a short-sighted one and burned every bridge along the way. I'm not happy about this. Let me know if you're not happy about this in the comment section below. It doesn't seem like we're going to be seeing any slowdown of price hikes in the RAM memory segment. This is just not good. RIP Crucial Memory. Thanks, Micron, for that. Let's talk about this in the comment section below. Share it with somebody else so they understand what the news is and how this may affect them. Also, hype this up. I guess YouTube wants us to do that now. Don't forget to subscribe below and smash that like button on the way back up. Catch me in a great community on Discord, and I'll catch you in another video. Thanks for watching.